Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Window World of Boston, 1-800-NEXT-WIN, or online, windowworldofboston.com.
Person on this show stat, because doing the news is exhausting, Ken. It's exhausting me.
You're sweating in there.
I know. I sweat every day. It's one of the big complaints on Twitch is that I sweat a lot.
What's the cause?
I don't know. I mean, being fat.
Are you hot?
Huh?
Are you hot or are you just a sweater?
You mean, do I have what is it that you
it's
get?
A gland, right? Gland issue?
No, I mean I'm a sweater.
Yeah, it's his pituitary gland.
Right, but you could technically not feel hot and still.
I don't feel hot.
Right.
Do you have mono from the trilogy?
I mean, my point. I just feel like I happen to sweat. Doesn't matter the antiperspirant I use. Danielle used to recommend that I go and get the
steroid shots,
the Botox or steroid shot in the underarm area.
Mm-hmm. I would start elsewhere.
You would.
It was almost impossible for me to sweat.
Curtis, that's not nice.
You're like Prince Andrew in a way.
All right. Back to the news. In Wakefield, or Wokefield, as some were calling it on this show yesterday.
Hey-o.
Residents, believe this or not, residents voted to keep the Warrior logo of their school mascot.
Yeah, culture war.
This is Brandon Flanagan, who is a town council candidate in Wokefield.
It's exceptionally sad. We've had grown adults, you know, parents who have resorted to name-calling and cyberbullying and harassment.
Soccer cyber moms bullying. Losing it on each other.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Facebook now is officially just drunk, angry moms. Like,
is that
that's
what it
the
is?
Only people on Facebook.
Yeah.
They just complain about everything, and they're hammered. And they talk about, like, the other parents in a school.
Well, there used to be some understanding when it came to those who had a different opinion than yours. But, I mean, all you have to do is listen to Timmy Triggered or read some of the text messages this morning. If your opinion differs from somebody, you're an evil person. You're driven only by politics, which is crazy to me. It's nuts.
Well, and it's... And when you think about it, at times, the people, and I don't want to say all the people, but it seems like a lot of the time when there are issues and, you know, people pushing it, it generally comes from the left side, which I usually thought that was like the woke side and they would be more apt to listen and have a conversation. But it seems nowadays that's far from the truth.
I got a little bit of football breaking news. Do you want me to hold on it?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Real quick, Brady is getting another guy back. It's impossible to think there's another guy out there, but Antonio Brown back to the Bucks.
Wow. Saw that.
1 year deal, $3.1 million.
That's it?
That's it.
$3.1 million.
Yeah, the market's low, man.
The perfect way for Brady to retire. He began his career winning back-to-back. Nobody's done it since. He ends his career winning back-to-back.
Well, you don't have to make as much if you live with Tom and Giselle. Does he still live with them down there? Is that how that works?
Yes, he does their dry cleaning.
Nobody wanted this guy. Now they love him down in Tampa. Nobody wanted him here. They criticized. What's going on with his cases?
Well, people wanted him here. He's one of Boston's most influential
What's
people.
What's his civil suit? Did you not hear his trainer and the things he did to him?
Oh, you're talking about AB. Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, yeah, we love AB. We love you, brother.
What are you talking about? He's in Tampa. He's not in New England.
Well, what does it matter where he is? You just see this guy's got civil. He just settled out. He's guilty.
I don't believe that.
Now Curtis loves him.
What? Curtis, were you very vocal about not wanting Antonio Brown on this team? I don't remember.
One of the dumbest things I've ever said was that the 2019 Patriots were too talented. They didn't need Antonio Brown. So, yes, I was dumb, but at least I admit it. And I'm thrilled he's on Tampa. I hope he wins 15.
And anybody that says running back, bullshit. All right, that's Kansas City's bullshit. We're going for two.
Boom. Best coach in the NFL.
They're loading up,
right
though.
There.
I give him credit. They're loading up. Because, I've been wanting AB since he left. But I'm on the Julio train right now, so.
Do you notice a different cadence when he talks about Antonio Brown versus other topics?
Hey, man.
He gets very excited.
No, I told you, I'm the Julio train. Use that second-round pick that you would for Jimmy Garoppolo. Use that for Julio. So now the young kid will have Julio next year.
Right. Wiggy loves A.B. and Kyrie. Deshaun Watson.
Yep. All the character guys.
Yeah, the character guys.
Curtis also loves A.B., so he's on that train with me. Right?
I love you about everything, Wiggy.
No, I said you love AB with me.
I do, too. Yes, totally. Great guy. I want to babysit my dog.
By the way, Curtis, Tom Brady did not start his career by winning back-to-back
titles.
Right.
He had three. He won 3 and 4 years, but he had back-to-back in 03 and 04. Pay attention.
Just trying to be accurate.
If you think I don't know something about Brady, I'd be happy to prove you wrong. But Thanksgiving Eve, 8 o'clock, is when the Patriots are going to play the Buccaneers, and the Bucs come in with AB, Gronk, Brady, and Edelman that night. It is going to be
making
spectacular.
This up.
What?
Don't report that as fact.
It is. They're going to be playing Thanksgiving night.
Tweet that out, Ken.
And
Edelman's
your doctor said COVID was a nothing burger.
Do you have that as fact?
I believe so.
Yeah, we're going to go that way.
He's got a source.
He does not.
Ken, why are you such a wet blanket every day?
Your sources are terrible.
It'll be a duel between Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Cannot wait.
The quarterback of the New England Patriots. Where is that poll at, by the way, right now?
Oh, good question. I will tell you.
All right, now let me get George while you find the information. George.
Yo.
What's up?
Oh, great. Nothing. I just wanted to comment on what I'm not even sure which one said it. I know it wasn't Wiggy, but they said whoever it was, Brady won back-to-back and he might leave winning back-to-back.
Yes.
And that. Not true. He won in 2001 and didn't even make the playoffs in 2002.
Yeah, so, we should have got rid of him then that year.
No. I'm just saying he didn't win back to back.
No, we got it.
I literally just said that.
We corrected it. Corrected the record.
People are so butthurt about Brady. It is amazing.
All right.
Oh, he didn't win back to back to start his career.
Okay, Brady.
Poll question this morning.
Would you trade the 46th pick for Jimmy G? 67% of 1,600 votes say yes, Wiggy's a boob.
I thought it'd be higher than that, actually. Only 66% would give a second for Jimmy?
That's a majority.
That should be a 95%.
It's almost two-thirds.
Who wouldn't do that? Who would not trade a second-round pick for Garoppolo at this point?
Wiggy wouldn't.
That is crazy.
No, I wouldn't.
Wiggy wouldn't.
I wouldn't do it.
Did you hear the list of second-round picks Curtis mentioned in his lead? It was actually a good lead. All the fails they've had in the second round, and you wouldn't trade one of those for a chance just to get him back in the door. Who cares if he gets hurt?
Bill loves the guy. Does he not?
Correct.
Yeah, why wouldn't you, Wiggy? I don't know. Who are you going to take with the 46th pick?
I would probably take a defensive player,
a guy like Duke Dawson, Cyrus Jones, Jordan Richards.
We can go down there. Are we gonna go through this history game about second round picks?
Well, that's kind of the point.
Okay, so then maybe I use my second round pick to go get Julio Jones. I'm on that. I think you get Julio Jones for a second round pick. Okay. And I could still, or I'm using my second round pick to, here's what I
who's gonna throw to Julio Jones?
Here's what I'm doing. I'm using my second round pick to package with my first round pick to move up to get in a position where I can get one of those quarterbacks. That's what I would be doing. So
which one?
I told you, give me Justin Fields, give me Trey Lance, give me Mac Jones. I'll take any one of the three.
I just you can't overlook the fact that Bill loved Jimmy and loves Jimmy Garoppolo.
Loves a lot of players. I mean, loves Randy Moss. Don't mean he wants Randy Moss back. Right? I mean, didn't he love he loved Ninkovich.
Yeah.
Jimmy can go out there and run everything that Tom can run.
Think he's going to say, hey, Nick, you want to come out of retirement and play for us?
He loves Stidham.
This is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, morning crew. How are you doing today?
What's happening?
Listen, Wiggs, I mean, don't you smell it, though? I mean, you do see this coming. I mean, I know you don't want it. You've made that abundantly clear. But in your heart of hearts, even if you don't agree with it, don't you see it the way it's shaping out? And Curtis, how great of the AB thing. We're going back to back, baby. But this is going to happen. I mean, look. Let me say, look at the free agent moves the Patriots made this offseason. This is a win now team. I don't know how much they can win now, but Bill's not building for the future. Do you really think at 69 he wants to draft the third or fourth or fifth best quarterback and take a couple of years for this guy to learn how to play in the NFL?
No.
Does Belichick seem like that kind of guy?
No, somebody who has to come in and learn the very difficult system here. He's got a guy who can do that tomorrow.
Not a chance. And also, he gets a chance to get back his golden boy that he wanted to replace Brady with. This is like a movie. I mean, this is so perfect. Belichick will want to do this. He will want to beat Brady in Foxborough with Jimmy G.
So
he will want this.
Is he going to pay Jimmy G the $26 million he's supposed to
get? No. Okay. No, he's going to completely renegotiate his deal. He has to. Nobody wants him except for Bill because of his injury history and such and so forth.
So if that's the case, and Jeff, I believe you to a certain point. If that's the case, then Bill goes, all right, if you want to let Jimmy G go, here's a third-round pick or a fourth-round pick. You might not even have to give a second-round pick.
You might be right. It might not be it, too. I think the price is going down. I think it is going down. But I just think this makes too much sense. I can't see Bill trying to, with this, look at the money they spent. Look at the free agents. They bring in, a young quarterback to learn with. I don't think Bill has that kind of patience. Do you?
You're right. It's like a movie. Who would play Bill in the movie?
De Niro.
And don't say Idris Elba. I know you love Idris Elba.
What's wrong with...
I do love Idris Elba.
Ooh, I do love...
I would go... I'd probably go Morgan Freeman before Idris.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great character to play, Bill Belichick.
They're doing a movie about Sean Payton. They ought to do a movie about Bill Belichick.
Well, Pacino's kind of done the coach thing now, so couldn't you just slide over and do Bill? No?
No.
So what about Sir Anthony Hopkins?
No, he's too old.
Chad Boswick. Oh, no.
Really?
It's too soon, Curtis.
Well, that's why I thought of it, because of Anthony Hopkins. Sorry, it's the first thing.
I told you. You're probably going to go with De Niro, right?
He doesn't look at all like Bill.
They could do all the,
the makeup stuff?
Yeah, the makeup stuff. They can easily make it. Then they make him look like, who's the guy that just died in jail? The Ponzi scheme guy.
Bernie Madoff?
Yeah, they made him look
He sort of looks like Bernie Madoff.
You think?
The worst was when they did the movie on Bush, and they whoever played Dick Cheney, they had him all made up to look like Dick Cheney. Didn't look anything at all like Dick Cheney.
No, but Veep or Vice, whatever the one with Bale, is unbelievable. Vice President movie, but I think Bill will play himself, a la Howard Stern in Private Parts.
I don't think so.
Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman's dead. Unless they dig him back up.
Is he dead?
Hackman's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Google it.
Gene Hackman died?
He's 91 years old. He's alive.
No, he's dead. Gene Hackman
died.
No, he's alive. You just killed him, though, because of the jinx. Thanks a lot.
He passed away, Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman.
Is Gene Wilder.
Are you thinking of Gene Wilder?
Maybe I might be thinking. One of the Genes died this year.
What? Gene Hackman would make a pretty good Bill Belichick in a movie.
Gene Hackman's too old.
He is?
Yeah, I think
so. He's gone from dead to too old.
Ed O'Neill would probably play him.
And he was a football coach in The Replacements, Hackman.
He was.
What about William H. Macy, a texter says? I don't know. He'd be pretty good. Josh Brolin?
Yeah, Josh Brolin. Can't really see Brolin playing.
I think Ordway's played it his whole life to be Belichick.
Maybe Chris Evans. Chris Evans could play him.
What about Fonzie? Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler. He's kind of old too.
I think Chris Evans is dead. I don't know.
They go with the other guy who played the coach in
Russell, what about Russell Crowe?
Ooh, I think Rex Ryan could play him. I saw him in that movie.
We're talking about actors. You want an actor to play him?
I really want to know what gene you were thinking of.
I don't know. I thought
probably Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder, probably. But Gene Wilder died years ago, didn't he?
2016.
Yeah, I thought I thought maybe it might have been a false Gene Hackman passed away thing out there. You know how that goes.
On Twitter.
When you get in your 90s, it's like every week Betty White dies. So.
Yeah, Mike Barnacle was reporting that Gene Hackman had died.
Ooh. Is it Jack Nicholson or Nicholas?
Which I love when you say ooh and you still haven't even formulated a thought.
I don't know which
Jack
one.
Jack Nicholson.
Nicholson.
He doesn't act anymore.
He's way too old. He's alive, though.
Way too old to play Bill.
You think he's too old? But yeah. Gene Hackman, who's 91, you said could play Bill.
Chris Cooper, great actor.
Chris Cooper.
What about Tom Hank, American treasure Tom Hank, as Bill Belichick in the movie about Spygate?
There's a guy that gives us all the radio tips. It's a clear favorite. Tangway.
Tangway, yeah.
Christian Bale could probably pull it off, though.
He's unbelievable. I'm a visionary.
Didn't he pull off Mickey Ward's brother? That's two ends of the spectrum for Christian Bale. He could. Oh, the perfect actor who could pull it off, without a doubt, Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah.
I think Mark Wahlberg could pull it off. Yeah, he could definitely pull it off.
What about the great Tom Cruise as Bill Belichick?
We are the gold standard. You're back here in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. And you. Don't you ever do it again.
Seems like a pretty calm guy, just like Bill. This is Nate. Hello, Nate.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Nate?
Nothing much. Hey, Wiggy, I'm right there with you, man. Don't trade for Jimmy G, man. You got to look at it. Why did he bring in Cam Newton in the first place, right? I mean, you got to look at it. You bring in Cam Newton and you bring in Jimmy G. You think they're going to get along?
He brought Cam Newton in as insurance because he had no idea whether Jimmy G would be available.
So do you think Cam Newton's a smart guy? You think he's going to go ahead and go for what Belichick's trying to sell him right now? He's coming in. He's putting all the work and everything. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't like Cam, okay? But I think they're going to go to that kind of style offense, right? That's why they switched last year. That's why they're going to bring in Justin Fields or Trey Lance.
They switched last year because they had to.
And like Wiggy said, too, Jimmy G's not the future. Are we just going to keep doing this year-by-year thing? Jimmy G gets hurt again.
Bill. You
know what I mean? So we're going to start reset this all over again next year, right? And then looking at the draft class next year, they say it's not even half of what the draft class this year is.
So Bill went out.
Why keep putting this off?
Bill went out in free agency and got a top three tight end so they could be run heavy this year?
Yeah.
And they actually got
those guys for the next 2 to 3 years. So, well, let's start doing this now, not next year or the year after. So get a young kid in there now, because you look at these guys, Justin Herbert, Burrow, Tua. These guys are starting now. They're not starting 2 to 3 years from now. When you get a guy in the first round, those guys can start now. You get a guy in the second or third round, now you're going to go ahead and have them go ahead and start 2 to 3 years from now. Now those free agents are gone. Let's start hitting in the draft. Let's start getting young in the draft, because Jimmy G's not young, correct?
He's 29.
He's not hit in the draft.
He's 29. He's not old.
He's 29 years old.
He's actually 29-year-old, that guy, a guy that when he was with us, he was hurt, correct?
Right. There's not a lot of actual wear and tear on Jimmy G's arm. I mean, he's barely played, and he's going to be 30 next November. Players are going to be playing till 40. Brady set this is now all the players in the NFL, especially quarterbacks, are more protected than ever, and they want to play at least till they're
40. Yeah, I agree with you. Like, even with Cam, Cam's a young, I'm 30, he's only 32 years old. I feel like that, as a quarterback, you're not old.
Why do you want the Patriots to draft a guy?
Because I feel like you can get a quarterback that, if you get him at 22, and we're saying that 32's not old, he could be good for the next 15 years.
Okay, but I don't think Bill cares about the next 15 years. I think he
you
cares
believe
about,
that?
Yes, I do.
You don't think Bill think he's cares about around, the future?
You think he's going to be around for 10 years?
No. I think he's going to be around for 7 or 8.
5.
No, max. He'll be around for more than that.
He already said he didn't want to coach into his 70s.
And he's going to be coaching into his 70s. He's going to
be. If he coaches into his 80s, then Gene Hackman can play him. But other than that,
Oh, I have a story on that. Five people this guy wanted to play, and you guys nailed them all, basically.
What story?
On actors who should play Belichick.
Oh, okay.
Bill Murray was number 5.
Oh, Bill Murray would be good.
Yeah. Ed Harris, number 4. 3, Joe Pesci. 2, Al Pacino. And number 1, Robert De Niro.
No way. What about Beau Bridges?
Is he the one? Which is he, the Looney brother?
No.
Okay.
You're thinking of Beau Biden.
What?
Kurt Russell.
Wait a minute. I don't think one of the
Bridges
brothers are Looney.
Yeah, where he's got the beard and he's like, you know, a mountain man.
No, you're thinking of Randy Quaid.
No.
Yes.
Beau Bridges. Doesn't he have a brother?
Lloyd Bridges.
Right, okay.
Or is Lloyd the father?
No, Jeff
Bridges is the brother. Lloyd's right. The father. Neither, none of them are Looney.
No.
You're thinking of Randy Quaid and Dennis Quaid. You idiot.
No.
Yes. Yes.
One does a commercial.
Yes, you're in a colonoscopy fog.
One does a commercial with Brady. He's got a huge beard. He's like a mountain man now. He did a commercial with Brady.
Beau Bridges' actual given first name is Lloyd.
So, it is Lloyd after his
but
old man.
No, Beau Bridges is still around, and I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, no, Randy Quaid is going to come back. He's going to run for governor of California against
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, you know, Randy Quaid disappeared to Canada because he said the Star Trackers were trying to get him and eliminate him from the planet. He has some issues. He has some serious issues. All right. We got to get to Ken and what is trending, and then we will be joined by an old familiar voice for some of you, the great Lyndon Byers. LB would like to be on the program this morning, so LB coming up after what is trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Complete details and find your authorized retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Trending this hour, Antonio Brown back to Tampa Bay. One-year deal up to $6.25 million with incentives, but he'll get at least $3.1 mil. So, indeed, running it back, going for two, as Bruce Arians said. A couple bits of reporting on the Patriots and the draft. Yesterday, Albert Breer reporting in Sports Illustrated that the Pats and the Panthers have some groundwork in place on a framework to trade up for the 8th pick overall, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Pelissero had reported that New England had been making calls about moving up and that Justin Fields was the target. So Wiggy's got to be encouraged by that.
I am completely 100% encouraged by that, because there's no real defensive player that has kind of been they have said, all right, this is the guy this year. Even the kid.
Well, a lot of talk about what's the cornerback's name, Horn?
Horn or Surtain, yeah. Which one? But they're still not like you would think, oh, I got to move up to get this guy.
And then you have Jason LaCanfora, who tweeted, very strong expectation among other GMs and throughout the industry that the 49ers will make a major effort to move Jimmy Garoppolo before or during the draft. And we had Adam Schefter on in the first hour on the Harbor One Hotline. And he gave us intel basically saying it's only New England that's in the mix for Jimmy G.
Chicago made a move for a quarterback in Andy Dalton. Washington made a move for a veteran quarterback in Ryan Fitzpatrick. If they were going to do that, they should have traded for Jimmy Garoppolo back then. Or tried to trade for him. Now, again, the 49ers were not in that draft position then, but they have invested, you know, roughly $10, $12 million in these guys. They're not going to go bring on another veteran at 25. I don't see it. Not without a history, not without anything like that. To me, this is New England or no one if they're going to trade him.
And that is big news.
Yeah, that's huge.
And maybe, Bill can, a third. Could you see him getting like a third or a fourth? That's it?
That'd be unreal. If he knows that it's us or no one else, then he just holds their feet to the fire.
Well, but Schefter said you got a two for him. You give a two back to get him back.
But why, when you know that no one else wants him? Why would you give up a number two? Go like, here's a fourth. Either give him to us or, keep the $25 million on your roster.
Nice wins last night for the Red Sox and the Bruins. 2-1 Sox at Citi Field. Garrett Richards bouncing back in a big way. 7 innings, just 93 pitches, 10 strikeouts, no walks. And they'll get DeGrom tonight. 6:40 the first pitch, 5:40 pregame across the Shaw's and Star Market. Red Sox Radio Network. Bruins, a 3-1 win in Pittsburgh. And now they've got the Sabres twice more, Greg. Not a lock, of course. They dropped one of them last week, but still, that's pretty good with a 4-point cushion on the Rangers for that last playoff
spot. It's great, and great to see him bounce back against that team last night. And that Krejci, we talked about that. The Hall goal, I guess, was the better goal, but Krejci 5-hole was nice also.
Yeah, looking forward to LB's thoughts on that as well.
Yes.
And the Celtics, let's just forget about them because they are cooked. They do play Charlotte tonight. We'll see. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Now on the Harbor One hotline, it is former Boston Bruin Lyndon Byers. And for those who did not listen to the old show, you may not know that Lucid Lindy was the sports director on that program, LB, for what are we, like 20 years? How long?
23, brother. 23.
23 years on the old show.
That's impressive.
It's great to hear your voice. What's going on this morning?
I miss you, buddy. I miss you guys. I'm glad you guys are crushing it. Let's see what's going on. I'm taping. I got two of Will's hockey sticks here. Mm-hmm. He's taking power skating, so he plays out. So I took a couple of my old sticks. One is the Dropkick Murphys autographed composite, and then I got an old Sherwood Chemo that I'm doing up for him. So it's another very, very exciting day in retirement, Hillman.
Well, LB's son is a goalie.
Okay.
And a very good one.
Okay.
And like your kid.
What age?
Like your kid, he has the right last name, so he'll probably get a D1 deal somewhere, unlike my kid who had the wrong last name.
And the skill set.
Hey, listen, Hilldog, your kids are amazing, and they've done incredible, bud.
Thank you, LB.
And how old is your son that plays hockey, LB? Because my younger son was a hockey player, so I know how that select hockey can be very time-consuming.
And / expensive. He plays for the South Shore Kings. It's a very, 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 very good program. He has great coaches. He's lucky enough. I think what's really cool about that whole program is if you stay in the program, you play with the same kids, most of the same kids every year, and you make great friendships and with the families, and you get coached by the same people every year. And I think that goes a long way.
Obscure reference on Lloyd Bridges. When we had Bo Bridges on the old show, LB asked him how his father was doing, and he had passed away several years before that.
He was dead.
yes, he was.
He took it well, though. I mean, he had a sense of humor. He just said, he's dead.
He's doing great in heaven.
So listen, LB, how far would you guess your Bruins get when it comes to the Stanley Cup playoffs this year?
They'll go a long way. I'll tell you, I think all the Bruins fans are excited about, Taylor Hall refining his game and giving David Krejci. How many years have we been talking about David Krejci, and no one can, we can't find that winger that can play with David Krejci, and And Taylor Hall seems to be that fix, and that just that makes him a powerhouse. With the weird year that it is and the setup that they have where they play so many teams so many times, I think that that gives not just the Bruins, but, you know, teams that are going to end up playing the Bruins in the playoffs an advantage, because you know teams so well, you know their tendencies, you know how they play the game. I think it's going to be an incredible playoffs for the NHL in general because of that situation. But the Bruins are built, they're built to go a long way, man. And Tuukka, their goaltending situation is incredible. They now have like three number ones. Yeah. Is that insane or what?
Yeah. Hey, LB, obviously a lot of good things. The one downer has been Jake DeBrusque. What do you think's going on there? What hasn't clicked with him?
Listen, every year can't be great for every player. I mean, you're talking to a guy that had no goals one year and still got a contract the next year. So I think Jake is a solid player. That's up to him. It's up to him to get mentally right and get physically right and do the extra. And like I said, you know, he's still a huge piece to this team. He's a great kid, great character. He's young. He's got a huge career ahead of him. So it's one of those things. I don't think that you want to beat yourself up too much. I think, you know, you internalize and take care of what you can take care of personally, you know, and find out, you know, how you can make yourself better to fit into this juggernaut of a really, really, really good, deep hockey team.
Wiggy has a question. Many of the old show listeners believe you and Wiggy were separated at birth. They believe you're the exact same person.
Wiggy and I don't have to go off on how much we love each other. I have huge respect for Wiggy, and he's an awesome guy that's had an incredible career. Obviously, you know, he's a champion, which we all would love to be able to wear a ring, but we got close, but did not get there because of that stiff Gretzky and that loser Messier. They're so overrated. Don't get me started.
Yeah, I feel the
Paul,
same. I
Paul,
feel
Paul Coffey. Paul Coffey's a chump.
I feel the same way about LB. And plus, have you ever seen the size of LB's hands?
Yes.
They can do a lot of damage, right? Yeah. So, LB, let me ask you this then, right? You talked about familiarity with, like, teams playing each other so much. So what becomes the biggest thing when you play against a team that you know so well that you have to take advantage of to be able to win a series like that?
You know what it is, Wiggy? It's physically and mentally being prepared to win every battle in the corner, every, you know, three on two, in every situation. You know, this is old school hockey. You know, we used to play the Montreal, you know, back in the days in the Adams division, we played Montreal and Quebec and Hartford and, you know, I'm not sure who else was in Buffalo. You know, we played them, I think, 8 or 10 times a year. So you knew everybody. You knew every guy. It got to the point where you knew, especially being a fighter, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. I used to do my homework. So in order to get in a fight, you know, I'd know something about somebody's wife or their kids or their family. So you could throw a dagger out and the guy would be pissed off and drop the mitts. But it's really that simple. It's about, you know, doing what your coach tells you. Cassidy's going to, and his clan are going to have a plan, and, you know, you got to stick to the plan. And obviously individual skills work into that and everything else. But, you just got to win the one-on-one battles. You just got to make sure that you take care of the business against the guy that you line up against.
LB, what did you want to come on the show this morning and talk about?
Well, I want, before I get into that, now I don't hear Danielle. What is Danielle sick? Is she?
I believe you called. Are you calling?
Are you allowed to say that these days? No.
You just did.
LB's suspended.
You're canceled. LB's been canceled.
You can't cancel LB.
I'd like to see somebody try to cancel LB.
No, that ain't
even on his crutches. Daniel, are you upset? Did you want the opportunity to try out for her gig? I mean, do you want to be a guest host? We could do that if you could get in here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all over it. Obviously, we'll have to work out a pay scale. I know I'm not coming in for minimum wage, but
close.
But yeah, I'll jump all over that. I'll trample on Danielle for sure.
Well, you work something out that would work for you. Like you start at 9 and you just do 9 to 10.
That'd
every
be pretty
day.
Good, though. It's a good gig.
I'll do 9:45 to 10 o'clock for $7.
All right, no,
that's more than they pay me, LB.
There was,
I think I'm getting like $6.58
after taxes.
Yeah.
Okay. No, the LB, you got something coming up charity wise you wanted to talk about, right?
Yeah. I've my veteran friends out of Worcester have a great ride coming up. It's that time of the season. I can't wait to get back on Maryland, man. That's one of the things that drive me crazy. It's so nice out and my bike sitting in my garage, but, it's called Blessing of the Bikes. It runs from Vernon Hill, the American Legion, Riders Chapter 435, 267 Providence Street, Worcester. The ride is Saturday, May 8th, so not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Registration at 9:30, wheels up at 11 a.m., a great cause. It's your typical ride, you know, after you go on a great ride, you sign up, get ready, go for a great ride. Then when you come back, there's a awesome cookout, and you get to hang out and enjoy some music and have some fun with people that like to be on two wheels. And more importantly, Hillman, how passionate I am about, our veterans and, the greatest fighting force on the planet, which is, the United States of America's armed forces, those men and women, and they put everything on the line for us each and every night. So we can, so my son Will and all the kids in America can put their heads on their pillows and go to sleep and not have to worry about anything bad.
God, you really truly are Lucid Lindy these days. What happened? I think retirement.
I don't drink 24/7, kid. I mean, Annie and I have a couple of glasses of wine on Fridays and Saturdays,
and that's it.
And we made it. I can't be on the radio without saying we did make it down. We made a deal that we went down to Casey's for a couple of wines on Friday for like an hour and a half. So that's, that's the difference. I don't drink tequila. I'm not on the hard stuff. So, we're past that. We've moved on a little bit.
Well, it's
not like jumping on the hog, too.
I'm sure you do.
I'm a motorcycle rider. I had a motorcycle, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I had a Kawasaki Mean Streak with the ape hangers. I think it was like a 1500.
That thing have two tires in the back? Or?
Oh, man, those are good old days. I used to wear a brain bucket and everything, LB. Now my wife was like, I don't know if it's a good idea.
Wiggy, I'll tell you a great story. I had a CBR 1000. That did about 180 miles an hour. And me and my buddy Ben, who had the same bike, we went from Boston to Newport, Rhode Island in 25 minutes.
doesn't sound very safe.
Wow,
that's fantastic.
That's opening up the throttle there.
All right, well, it's great.
That was, I'll say this, Wiggy. We used both lanes. Didn't matter. Oncoming, breakdown lane, it didn't matter.
It's great to hear your voice, and we'll hit me up because we'll do that dinner soon in the city, all right?
Yeah, I promise, bud. And I want to make the cornhole tournament.
Oh,
that's my goal. You got me inspired with that text. I totally not thought about the cornhole tournament, And I'll work on getting healthy. I got my therapist coming today, Donna. She's amazing. Hopefully we'll be there.
May 22nd, we will see you in Maine. All right, LB, thanks. All right,
there he is.
Later. The great Lyndon Byers.
LB, what are you doing?
Sounding fantastic.
Right. He does.
He does sound great.
He is the best.
And some insight into your Boston Bruins and the NHL from LB.
Old school hockey.
Where are you going?
We'll be right back.
Yo, give it up!
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. On WEEI.
In the second round, he's sitting at number 46, and that would be the similar kind of pick that he took back from San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So if he calls them and they say, okay, we'll do this. We'll give you Jimmy G for that too, for number 46. It would be even Steven on the trade-off, and Jimmy G would go back to Foxborough. And I believe Bill Belichick wants to show the world that he could and would have won with Jimmy G starting in 2017, and I think he will be dead wrong about that.
Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair.
More like coming from California than going to California, Ken, but Skip is in the Curtis camp.
Mm-hmm.
And says that Jimmy G will be a New England Patriot before the weekend gets here.
But he's also in my camp because he thinks that it's not going to work and he'd be dead wrong.
Right.
So if Jimmy G does come here, are they going to rip up his contract and then give him like a new 3-year deal, which he's going to be making like $24, $25 million a year?
I would guess so. I mean, you didn't want to pay Tom Brady that.
No, you don't have to pay him that much.
Well, how much do you think you got to pay Jimmy G?
Well, Schefter just told you there's no market for him. So if that's true, then there's a threat they'll cut him and he'll get Bubkis. So you can really get him down on a contract extension, I bet.
You can't win in the NFL not paying at the quarterback position.
Why can't. Why wouldn't Jimmy G say, I'm scheduled to make $25 million. I'm not going to New England unless you pay me that. If not, cut me, and I'll take my chances as a free agent.
Right.
He's got no market. Where's he going to go?
But why would he give up $25 million when maybe he believes he can sign somewhere else for more money.
Where?
Carolina.
Maybe there would be more of a market for him if he were cut. And you didn't. Do you have to compensate if he's cut? You don't have to compensate.
No. The only thing San Fran would be on the hook for is like $2.3 million. But no team would have to pay him this salary. He'd basically be starting from scratch. But what about a team like Denver if he gets cut?
I just think the caller said it earlier. It's like a movie. It's Bill's chance to beat Tom Brady this season. With his guy, with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Absolutely. And Bill Belichick, as far as I know, has not had a relationship with a player like he has with Jimmy G, where he's forced to trade him, he takes less compensation in return in order to provide Jimmy G with an opportunity to succeed. And this season, it is far more important to Jimmy G to succeed on the field, not with his agent, because he's made $80 million. He's made a ton of money in San Francisco. If he has a great year with the Patriots, then he's cashing in big time. If he gets hurt and doesn't complete this year, he could be out of the league in a couple years. I mean, that's how important it is for him to thrive this year. He knows Josh. He loves Bill. Bill loves him. I mean, it makes too much sense. And then Bill loves getting value. There's going to be 5 quarterbacks off the board before 15. So he's going to get a stud.
The ABC people, the Anything But Cam people are happy because you got anybody but Cam Neely, Cam Newton.
So why
not take Cam Neely over Newton?
Why not make the trade for him earlier?
Why do you keep answering questions with
questions? Because you're waiting for the value to drop. If you're Bill Belichick, you want to get value. So you're waiting to see what it ends up being. Right now it's 46. What does it end up being tomorrow night?
And you could wait and see how the first round of the draft plays out. Maybe somebody does fall in your lap.
Okay, so why then sign Cam Newton? If you're
because you $3 million, it doesn't matter.
You had to do something. You can cut Cam Newton.
Yeah, but you could have waited. You could have waited till after the draft to sign Cam.
That was part of the reason they got free agents to come here, right? You agreed with that. He was a big piece.
I agree. I believe the free agents 90% of the reason why they came here
was money.
Was money and Bill.
That is not what you said at the time.
Yeah, I did.
You credited Cam.
I think he's a small pot.
If they were making the same money without any Cam Newton is here and Jimmy G is cut, mm-hmm. and Jimmy G is asking for the identical contract as Cam Newton, who would you want starting week one?
You already know how I feel. I don't think Jimmy G could stay on the field. Oh, and I think next year's team with Cam Newton at quarterback or Jimmy G at quarterback wins 10 games. Mm-hmm. Okay? And is a playoff team.
So why don't you want Jimmy G?
Because Jimmy G becomes a monkey wrench in the year after that, the year after that, and the year after that.
How does he become a monkey wrench?
Because you now use use that second round pick, which you probably would have to use this year to trade up to get you the quarterback of the future. So if you go get Jimmy G
is your quarterback of the future.
No, Jimmy G is your quarterback of the immediate future.
He's only 29 years old.
What do you? I mean,
I don't think I told you, but I don't think he can stay on the field. So let's say he stayed
on the field enough to go to a Super Bowl
in one season.
Yes, one season.
He's played 7 more games than Cam the last 2 seasons.
But in 3 years with the 49ers, he played in one season. 3 years as having the opportunity to be the starting quarterback, he's played. And he played in one season.
What better way, if you're a spiteful person, what better way to be spiteful than to give Jimmy G $24, $25 million when you wouldn't give it to Tom Brady?
Absolutely. And then you hit that field on Thanksgiving night, Jimmy G versus Brady. Oh, my God.
All right. We will talk draft tomorrow morning with ESPN's Rob Ninkovich at 7:30. Front office report with Chaim Bloom, the chief baseball officer of your streaking Boston Red Sox, at 9 on tomorrow's show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.